This is Billy Brim of the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you again this week from Skytook, Oklahoma, in the home of pastors, co-pastors, Chip and Candace Brim of a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville. We've been talking about fear. Fear is like an epidemic right now in the body of Christ, and I'll tell you why. The Bible calls it a spirit of fear. In his book, The Authority of the Believer, John A. Macmillan writes at the preface, "The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. To meet this situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women, wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see their ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. Who are these powers of the air? Satan. He's called the prince of the powers of the air, the god of this world. There is a mid-heavens where he operates. We saw in Daniel, the prince of Persia. We saw the evil spirit operating over Greece. And so he is the prince. Satan's not in hell right now. He is in this mid-heavens. And he has a band of spirits. He is the spirit of fear. He is the spirit of death. But we have authority. God has given us authority. So when you're talking about fear, it is a spirit. It comes from death and demons and the devil, but you've got authority over it. And if you are a Christian born of the Spirit of God, you have been given that authority by the Lord Jesus Christ in his death, burial, resurrection, and ascendancy. Now, I want to use this scripture right here. 1 John 4:4. I'm going to begin with the first verse of this, 1 John 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, test them, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that he should come, and even now already is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Them who? Them spirits. Them spirits, where he said, test the spirits. As we come to this end of the age and the increase of demonic spirits, where do they operate? They operate out there in the spirit realm. And the spirit of fear operates there. I shared on Friday how when I was a little girl, the spirit of fear actually took up a place in me. It says in Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. I didn't know how to keep devils away. But thank God he delivered me. Fast forward now to I've gone to work for Kenneth E. Hagin. Just barely gone to work for Kenneth E. Hagin in the 70s as his editor of publications. I am the wife of Kent Brim, the mother of four children. Three of them are here today with me. Now they're grown up and they're parents. And Brenda has always had what Brother Hagin calls the discerning of spirits operate in her. Discerning of spirits does not mean one of the nine manifestations of the spirit. It does not mean the gift of suspicion. Some people say, oh, he's got discerning of spirits. I mean, he's that person's not good, this person. Discerning of spirits is seeing into the spirit realm. In these last days, there's going to be more of it. And there's going to be manifestation of demons. Now, you have authority over them. I tell my children and grandchildren, because some of them have seen the Lord, they have seen other things. You can see these things, but you are to discern where they're from, and you have overcome them. The test that you can give them is, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Well, now, when Brenda, because I can remember when she was just about, 12 years old or so, she saw the Lord Jesus. And Brenda, by the time that happened to you, the time I want you to tell about today, where were you in age-wise? We lived in Collinsville.
I was probably in the 6th or 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade.
So tell what happened to you.
Well, every night before I went to sleep, and I was like Chip, I didn't have a really big word content. My spirit wasn't strong. And I would, right before you go to sleep, this presence would come every single night.
A dark presence.
A dark presence, a fearful presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, being not strong spiritually, that's why it's so important to have your spirit strong.
Mm-hmm.
It would take me quite a while saying in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I mean, you know, to get in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. And it would finally leave. But it was like torture for about 15 minutes every single night. And so anyway.
And then one night, what happened to you?
Well, one night it came and it was stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought my body up on the ceiling.
Your body?
Yeah.
Lifted you up to the ceiling,
mm-hmm,
from your bed.
My spirit. I'm sure it was my spirit.
But it seemed like
you
didn't
can't
know
tell.
You didn't know in the body or out of the
body.
You
couldn't tell. Because
it seemed like it was you
see everything around you just like you are, but you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, and it was strong. And it said, and I saw these hills. Like, you know, you look at, like we live in the Ozarks and you can see hills. And it was like they were outlined in gold. And it's in this voice, the spirit said, I will give you all this if you will worship me. And I said, no, in the name of Jesus. No, in the name of Jesus. And I went back down.
Well, I don't know how come you to tell me that when you, I did not have any idea you were having this struggle every night. But somehow you told me about that incident.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered what he said to Jesus,
mm-hmm,
that the enemy told Jesus. He said, and it was a real temptation.
Mm-hmm. He was, I knew when that was happening that it was like, you'll be rich, you'll be wealthy. You could be very prosperous in this world. Kind of like, you know, you hear people that sell their soul to the devil.
Mm-hmm. So here you are, a little girl, about 6th grade. And he's offering you the world if you worship him. And he did that to Jesus. He said, all this is delivered unto me. He showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world that would ever be. And he said, all this is delivered unto me, and I give it to whomsoever I will to give it. And Jesus didn't say, this is not a true temptation. It was a true temptation because Adam had given him those kingdoms, mm-hmm, and they are his to give. So I don't know why you told me this and you hadn't told me that you were struggling every night. You had not. But you told me that you had this. It scared you so, I guess.
Well, I look back at it and I've still had experience where the enemy would come in the night, but my spirit would be strong. I'd wake up and I'd hear myself saying, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And my spirit was stronger.
Later.
And my spirit was keener.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sense, and I would, that's why it's so important, you know, like Chip was talking about, to feed your spirit.
Absolutely. So you can listen last week and get what Chip said on the subject on our archives. You can go to billybrim.org and pull it up on radio on archives. But I went to Brother Hagin. I was working for Kenneth E. Hagin. I mean, your little sixth grader comes in and tells you something like this happened in the nighttime. So I went to Brother Hagin. I told him the whole story. I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't been working for Brother Hagin to raise you kids. And Brother Hagin said, now here's the deal. He said, Satan, the devil, he's a disembodied spirit. He doesn't have a body. The Holy Spirit doesn't have a body. And to have any authority in this earth, you've got to have a body. So the demon spirit, Satan, he's trying to get bodies to work through, just like the Holy Spirit is trying to get bodies to work through. And he said, he, especially if he finds out that someone has a keen spirit. Brother Hagin went into long detail of who people he knew who had a keen spirit and people he knew who were dull of spirit. But he said, I always had a keen spirit. And he said, now, she has a keen spirit. And he said, the enemy wants to get those that are keen-spirited to be his mediums. And so he'll come to little children. Brother Hagin said, sometimes he'll cause a picture on the wall to move. Or he'll cause shadows to come. And he talks to them at nighttime because he wants them to become his mediums. He wants them to become his bodies that he can use. He said, now, here's what you do for Brenda. You tell her that these spiritual experiences are real, but they have two sources they can come from. They can come from the spirit of darkness, the kingdom of darkness, two kingdoms, or the kingdom of light. Don't tell her not to shut it all off. Some people shut it all off. You don't let her shut it all off. You tell her to learn to judge where it's coming from. Is it coming from the kingdom of darkness? Is it coming from the kingdom of light? You teach her to test the spirits. In 1 John, you test that spirit. You say, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? I mean to tell you, you'll never hear another word out of him because he does not confess Jesus. I do this myself. Like if the Lord's speaking to me and I'm praying and he tells me something, I'll say, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And he'll always answer me in a very wonderful way that he confesses Jesus Christ come in the flesh and come in the flesh again to redeem men. So you give them that test. And then it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And he said, you tell Brenda to yield to those that are of God, but to learn to discern and teach her her absolute authority over the kingdom of darkness. If you have a little child that is complaining to you of nightmares, you teach that little child about the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. And you go in that room at night with that little child and you draw the blood ring around that room. But Brenda, you said something between times. You said about what the children are watching these days.
Yeah, the enemy, you know, he slips, he uses the airwaves.
Yes.
And he slips through the airwaves of TV, internet, you know, fear.
Watch those cartoons that your children are watching. They have a witch on there. They've got a monster on there. They've got a this or a that on there. And then the little kid goes to bed at night and the enemy gives him pictures.
They don't even realize those seeds are going in there.
It. Mm-hmm. So you need to control what's happening in your house. You have authority over those demonic spirits. You cannot, maybe we'll talk about this on another day this week, but you cannot give yourself part of the time to watching the devil and the things that the kingdom of darkness is putting forth. You got to watch that atmosphere in your home. We trust you have enjoyed this program and these weeks on fear. We recognize that it's almost like one of our presidents said, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. To help you, we have two books we want you to have. The Authority of the Believer by John A. MacMillan and The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim. MacMillan said in the foreword to his books that this age that we're in right now is knowing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer, and that is the prayer of the Authority of the Believer. The bloodline, how to draw them. We're offering two books, The Authority of the Believer by John MacMillan and The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim. I want you to have these books, so much so that we're offering them to you as a radio package for $10 plus shipping. Just write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, or go online to billybrim.org or order 1-800-972-3447.